Hello, everyone. Happy Wednesday. I pray you all are off to a wonderful week. I just want to, officially welcome you to the Accountability Partner Podcast. And thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for tuning in. For those who are new to the podcast, my name is Tiara, and I'll be serving as your Accountability Partner Podcast host. Coach, all of the above as you embark on your journey towards purpose. Now, in each episode, we cover a variety of different topics, all related to faith, life, and business. And my goal for the podcast is to not just hold you accountable to the goals that you've set out to, I guess, accomplish, but to also give you every single thing that you need to help you achieve them. So, whether that's a strategy or a resource or a tool or any type of tip, my primary goal is to, again, ensure you have all of the things that you need to achieve and accomplish your goals and receive and achieve all that God has for you. So I don't take, you tuning in for granted. Thank you again. And just really briefly for a quick recap of the last episode, I spoke and expounded on the fact that there is still time. The topic was there is still time. I encourage listeners that there was still time to do those things that you set out to do at the beginning of the year. There's still time to execute your goals. There's still time to write that book. There's still time to finish a script. There's still time to, get rid of a habit or produce a habit. There is still time. I really just wanted us to stop worrying about, what we couldn't or haven't accomplished and just fixate our minds on the fact that God has blessed us with another opportunity to finish what it is that we indeed started. And so I provided everyone, of course, as I usually do as your accountability partner, at the end of the podcast, I provided everyone with action items and next steps. And I'm not going to go through each of them. I'm going to encourage everyone to listen to the podcast if you haven't done so, or listen to the previous episode if you haven't gotten the chance to yet. But I do just want to highlight one important action item that I mentioned, which was to actually review those goals that you set out to, I guess, complete at the beginning of the year. Look at that vision board. Look at that goal list. Look at your New Year's resolutions. I just wanted us to really start reviewing what it is that not only, we were excited about, but also, a lot of the things that we wrote down were some of the things that God promised us. And I wanted us to just make sure that we didn't lose sight of those things. And I wanted us to just begin getting excited again so that one, we can begin moving forward with creating a plan and actually executing on those things, because what? There is still time. And that leads us to today's episode. And this is, I will say, I'm going to be covering a lot in today's episode. So I really hope that you take notes. So grab your pens, your pencils, your papers, whatever it is to take your copious notes, is what my mom would like to say. Whatever you use to take copious notes, make sure you bring those things out. And today's topic is all about strategy. We are focusing on creating and implementing strategies. Now, I know a lot of us have many goals and desires, but one of the things that I feel like we don't do is we'll have all these goals, but we won't actually come up with the strategy and a plan for how to actually execute them. And because of that, it's easy for us to get overwhelmed and confused with what to do next, especially when, people like me who have a lot of different goals, and either you feel like you don't have enough time to achieve them, or there's just a lot of risk, I guess, a lot of steps and responsibilities on your to-do list. This is where creating a strategy actually comes into play. And so before I even delve deeper into that, I love to just start off with the definition of what is a strategy. And according to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, a strategy is simply a plan of action, a plan of action or policy designed to achieve a major or overall aim. Again, it's a plan of action or policy designed to achieve a major or overall aim. Now, some synonyms for strategy include approach, blueprint, schedule, etc. And I love the fact that, you know, one of the synonyms of the strategy is schedule. And of course, we'll delve a little bit deeper into that further along in this podcast. But it's so important for us, you know, when we're creating these strategies and when we're thinking about executing these different goals, we should create a schedule that has deadlines and key dates that will highlight when these things need to be completed by. But like I said, I'll talk a little bit more about that later. But essentially, this is what a strategy is. And I want to just emphasize the fact that everyone needs a strategy. Like, there's no way you can accomplish a goal successfully and effectively, I'll emphasize, without a plan. And there's a great scripture that speaks to that, and that's Luke 14:28, which says, "For which of you, desiring to build a tower, does not first sit down and count the cost to determine whether he has enough to complete it?" Again, that says, "For which of you, desiring to build a tower, does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough, or to determine whether he has enough to complete it?" And that's just wisdom. You know, one thing I learned about God is he blesses those things you prepare and plan for. And I think, you know, I think of it like this. If I'm praying all day and I'm asking God for, let's say, a new job, but I haven't applied for jobs, I haven't outlined the types of jobs that I wanted, I haven't redone my resume, I haven't did LinkedIn, I haven't done, you know, the necessary steps, I guess, needed in order to actually, one, apply for a job, get it in, and place myself in a position to get a job. So if I haven't done those things, how can I expect God to give you a job if I'm not preparing myself or placing myself in a position to actually get one? And I also just think about the fact that faith without works is dead. You know, now don't get me wrong. God can do, God can do any and everything simply because he's God and he got it like that. So if God said, you know what, I'm gonna just give you a job because that's what I'm gonna do, he can do that without that preparation. But why not show him you're also serious? Why not partner with him and do your part to begin planning for those things you're actually praying for? And we can even break this down in a more practical example. Let's say, imagine someone comes to you and ask you to invest $1 million into their business. Now, if that happens, the first questions or some of the questions you'll ask are, okay, well, do you have a business plan? Let me see the business plan. How will I know I'll get a return on my investment? When will I see your investment? All of those things are key questions. And if, you know, that person's answer is, you know, I don't know, or I don't have it, it would be foolish of me or foolish of us to give that person that $1 million, because you can tell that, one, they don't have a plan. And when they don't have a plan, it appears that they aren't serious. They're just, you know, they're just talking just to talk. And again, I'll put the disclaimer, unless God tells you to give someone $1 million with no questions asked, because he will do that as well, don't do it. Don't be a dummy and use wisdom. And so I really just, again, want us to begin thinking about why I want us to see why we need a plan. Now that, you know, I've expressed and highlighted the importance of having an actual strategy, I think we should also consider, you know, how does one actually create one? And there are four key steps that I like to use when I'm, you know, thinking about executing my goals and creating these plans in order to do so. And I call them the four P's of prosperity. And the four P's of prosperity are pray, prioritize, plan, and proceed. I repeat, that's the four P's of prosperity: pray, prioritize, plan, and proceed. Now, this is definitely a good time for you to grab your note-taking tools and begin taking notes, because I'm getting ready to just delve deeper into what is required of each P. So the first P, the most important P, the P that is honestly infused in every step, that it's not a standalone, and you should be doing this all the time, honestly, is pray. Pray, 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 pray. And the reason why this is most critical is because, you know, before anything, you want to make sure that your goals are in alignment with God's will and His timeline for your life. And so once you have your goals written down, go to God and ask Him if these align with His will for your life. Is this simply what it is that you're doing? And, you know, this reminds me of the scripture, Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6, which says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. In all ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. And so if I'm acknowledging God and I'm, you know, giving Him my goals, and He's given me the confirmation, and He's given me, you know, His will for my life, once He gives you that clarity, it's so important for you to not question it. God is all wise. He knows the end from the beginning. He knows what He's talking about. So don't be wise in your own eyes. Just simply trust Him. Trust that He has your best interest at heart, and He will never lead you astray. And, you know, the last scripture I'll share before moving on to the next P is Proverbs 19:21, which says, many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. And I love this scripture because it just, again, speaks to the fact that God is sovereign. We can have all these goals and dreams and desires, but at the end of the day, what God wants to do in your life is going to be what will stand. And so if that's the case, instead of just having all these random goals that don't align with His will, partner with God, take these goals to God so that you can know what it is that He wants you to be doing. Because at the end of the day, you're going to do what He want to do. And I'd hate for you to begin, you know, working towards goals that didn't align with His will for your life. And then you begin to struggle and take all these time and experience delay, all these things that could potentially happen as a result of you, you know, not seeking the face of God for clarity and confirmation. And like I said, prayer is ongoing. It's not just you just do it one time and then you move on to the next thing. You really should like pray and then prioritize and then pray again and then do this. Like, you should always be checking in with God to make sure that you're in alignment with His will. And so once God gives you that clarity, then what? And that leads us to the next P, which is prioritize. And this step is also very key because I think it's so critical for us to determine which goals should be our top priority. And, you know, one thing that helps me, you know, prioritize my goals is actually taking the time to review each goal and set deadlines for when I want to achieve each of them. And so let's say if I have a goal to write a book by December 31st of this year, and I have another goal to buy a house and that deadline has December 31st of next year, my priority and what I'd give most of my attention to is writing the book, simply because that has the closer deadline. Now, that's not to say that I still shouldn't begin preparing to buy a house. This just means that my sole focus, you know, what will consume most of my time and energy, is going to be writing the book, because I simply have that tighter deadline. And, you know, it's just like work. Imagine your boss assigns you two projects. One needs to be completed by Friday of this week, and the other one needs to be completed by Wednesday of next week. Which project are you going to prioritize? You're not going to spend all your time focusing on the project that's due next week, and then Friday comes and you haven't been prepared or started working towards the one that's due on that Friday. You're going to focus on the project that's due this week. And so I really just want us to approach our goals the same way. You know, that way we're not overwhelmed by all the work, and we can actually dedicate time to those goals that we deem most important. And that leads me to the next and very, 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 very important P, which is plan. So we've prayed, we've prioritized, and, you know, we prayed again. And now it's time to
begin creating that actual strategy. And the reason why I think it's so important is, you know, so many of us bypass this step of creating a plan, which is why so many of us become overwhelmed when we look at all of our goals and we're just seeing that, you know, there's so many things I want to do and I don't have, and they think that they don't have enough time to do it. But if you were to just take a moment and sit down and really just like plan out how you could execute them, you'll be surprised of how much you'll be able to get accomplished and how much time you actually do have to execute those goals that you want to achieve. And, you know, when you create a plan, you bring a level of organization and structure that causes you to not only be more productive, but to also have peace. Well, I'm just peeing it up today. It allows you to be more productive and to have peace. So for the plan, like how do we create a plan? One of the things I like to do is I like to take my top three goals and begin outlining all the steps that are required to complete each goal. So let's say if one of my goals, or I have like my three priorities, let's say, is to write a book, to launch a website, and to, create a budget. Let's say those are my goals. Some of my steps, especially when it comes to just, let's just use writing a book, for example, would be to create an outline for my book, to determine a writing schedule. And so I'm gonna highlight the fact that like only on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, I'm gonna commit to writing 500 words. And then I have to complete each chapter. So chapter one, chapter two, chapter three, then I have to finish my first draft, then I have to edit the first draft, then I have to get it, you know, a second opinion and get it reviewed. And then, you know, I have to launch. And so of course, there's still other steps that go in between those, but those would be primarily like my main steps. And so whatever your goal is, it's critical for you to outline all the steps that you're required, that are required so that, or I guess that are required for you to get from point A to point Z, which is completion. And so once you've outlined and identified all those steps for each of your goals, if you haven't already, because I mentioned this in the prioritized portion of, I guess, this structure, is I want you to set a deadline for when you want to have each goal completed by, and then begin working backwards. And in project management, this is something that we call creating a work back schedule. And that's simply, you know, where you create a calendar in order to meet a project deadline. And that's by focusing on task completion from end to beginning rather than from beginning to end. And this is simply what helps me, because I can see a deadline and I'll be able to strategize and be, strategic and work backwards to see, you know, what needs to happen by which date in the meantime, so that I can make sure that I maximize the most out of whatever time that I have. And I can make sure that I have, you know, I can allocate a certain amount of time to achieve those goals. And so let's just use another example. For instance, if I want to, you know, let's just continue with the book example. If I want to launch the book by December 31st, I now have to work backwards and schedule dates and deadlines from now to December 31st to have all of the steps required to launch that book by. And I know a lot of people sometimes like to use different tools or apps or whatever. One of my top project management tools, or tools that help keep me organized and honest on like making sure I meet these deadlines, are Basecamp and Asana, or I guess two I'll say, Basecamp and Asana. And no, I'm not being sponsored yet. So if you know anybody who works for them, shameless plug, have them sponsor the podcast. But no, these are just both really good tools that help you, one, see the project timeline from its completion. They send you reminders of like when you need to have something due, like when something's due and how much more time you have until, you know, that thing is due. And so it just continues to keep these deadlines at the forefront of your mind. And they are free versions. They are both paid and free versions. Your girl is using, I think I'm using a paid version, but the free version works as well, just depending on what your needs are. And the thing I also mentioned is, you know, if you're actually just having a trouble coming up with a strategy and outlining all those steps, I offer strategy coaching sessions. I'm your accountability partner, so I'm really here to help you. And because I love you guys so much, I'm offering a discount to all of my listeners. So if you are interested and you need to book a strategy coaching session, feel free to shoot me a DM, and that's at the account partner on Instagram. And all you just need to mention in the DM is I need strategy. Just say I need strategy, and I'll share the details for how to go about that. And of course, for those who don't like discounts, you can simply just book a session using the link in the description box, as well as just going on Instagram and clicking the link in my bio to schedule. So now that I've created the plan, I've set deadlines, I've set key dates, I've outlined all the steps, I now have the strategy. The next step is for you to proceed. This is where you move. Now that you have the plan, this is where you put the plan to action and get to work. And that's just like, you have the deadlines, and so start working towards those deadlines. And the one thing I'll just emphasize in this specific P is I want us to commit to the deadlines that we've set. So we've created a plan, we've established a deadline, we determined that these deadlines work and are reasonable. And if you want to just look at the SMART goal structure, I think that's also a great place to review, like setting timely goals and realistic goals, review those. And there's a variety of different tools as well. And maybe I'll do a teaching on SMART goals, but for the sake of this podcast, once you've, you know, identified the deadlines and the steps and everything that's needed to complete the goal, commit to the deadline that you set, commit to the actual plan, commit to the strategy. I don't want you to get to a place where you're now, where you now have the strategy in front of you, and you're procrastinating and you're pushing due dates back. I really want us to just stay vigilant and really be serious about getting this executed. You know, Proverbs 21:5 says, "The plans of the diligent surely lead to abundance, but everyone who is hasty only comes to poverty." And it says the plans of the diligent surely lead to abundance. So when you are consistent, when you are committed, when you are diligent to your goals, the promise of God is for you to walk in abundance. Now, I don't know about you, but your girl, you know, while abundance isn't limited to just wealth, I don't want to be, you know, I'm not trying to be broke. I want to experience abundance of wealth and finance, a wealth in glory, a wealth in anointing, a wealth in favor, all of these different things. And so if all I need to do is just remain diligent in, you know, my goals, and I'll be able to be abundant, or I'll experience abundance, do that. Like, I think that is what you should do. So whatever it is you need to have set up or you need to incorporate, whether that's like getting an accountability partner, hello, you got your girl, or leveraging one of those, you know, project management tools like Asana or Basecamp that I mentioned, or you're simply just reviewing the benefits of accomplishing, you know, these specific goals, whatever it is, you just need to be diligent and you need to do it. Stop pushing back those due dates, stop procrastinating, and really execute. And, you know, the thing I'll end with this specific P is, you know, this is really not the time to play. And that's simply because, you know, it's not only your destiny that's on the line. The destinies of all of those people you're meant to impact and touch are also at stake. And if no one else tells you, or if no one else has told you, I'm going to be the first to tell you that you can do this. You can do this. You literally have every single thing that you need to accomplish and execute your goals down on the inside of you. And if you need assistance on creating the strategies, you have me as a resource, you have Google as a resource, you have YouTube University as a resource. Whatever it is that you need, you can do this. That's it. Simply put, you can do this. And so, quick recap, the four P's to prosperity are pray, prioritize, plan, and proceed. Again, that is pray, prioritize, plan, and proceed. Pray, invite God in, and make sure that all of your goals and what it is that you're doing is actually aligned with with his will. And again, as I mentioned previously, you want to always be praying because you want to make sure that in every step, he approves it or is happy, because he may have a better way of maybe you creating a plan, or he may know how he may want you to prioritize certain goals. Just whatever it is, make sure you're keeping God at the forefront and you're inviting him and partnering with him during this whole entire process. Then the next P, prioritize. Simply just determine which goals are your main focus and should be your top priority during this time. Third, plan. Create a strategy for how you're going to execute them. And that's where you set the key dates and deadlines. And you can use a variety of different tools that can help you do so. And then next is proceed. And that's simply just put that plan into action. And so I know I mentioned a lot of things, and my only action item for you is to put the 4P structure into action. Utilize the structure to really begin executing on your goals. And, you know, I'll end with these two scriptures. It says, one is Jeremiah 29:11, and it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." And then the last scripture I'll read, or I have, is Proverbs 16:3, which says, "Commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established." And so I just want to make sure that it's clear that none of this, I'm telling you, not one goal, not one strategy, not one P, none of this matters and would be impactful if you do this without God. And as I mentioned in those scriptures, he knows what's best for you, and his plans for your life is always going to lead you to prosperity. It's always going to make you prosper. So whatever plan you create, whatever strategy you have, whatever goal you prioritize, make sure you keep God at the center, because at the end of the day, like I said, his will lead to prosperity. And I don't know about you, but I'm trying to walk in prosperity all the days of my life. Now, with that being said, I pray you all experience a week of productivity and prosperity. And I pray that God, you know, as you're implementing this 4P structure and as you're putting it into place, that he gives you the clarity, the strategy, all of the things that you need concerning the goals that you've set. And so I love you all. I pray you all have been blessed. I've been blessed. I'm gonna make sure I'm gonna continue to implement this structure as I'm, you know, executing on some goals for the end of this year. And I want us to all win together. Let's just win. Let's get this done. Let's all walk in prosperity and abundance, and, you know, be great and be who God has called us to be. So I love you, and see you all in 2 weeks. Thank you all so much for tuning into today's episode of the Accountability Partner Podcast. I pray you were blessed and impacted, as that is always my sole goal for, you know, each episode. If you haven't already, I just want to encourage you to subscribe to the podcast. Stop playing with us. Make sure you are subscribed so that you won't miss out on any of, you know, the updates or new episodes that we have coming up through the pipeline. Currently, this podcast is launching bi-weekly. But, you know, maybe one day God will lead me to do a podcast, maybe 2 a week. And so I really want you to make sure that you're up to date on the podcast. Also, if you haven't already, follow us on Instagram. That's at The Account Partner. Again, that's at The Account Partner on Instagram. I currently don't have a Facebook page, but maybe that's something I'll put on my list of to-dos for us. And so, yes, make sure you follow the Instagram page. And then lastly, please rate the podcast so I can know, you know, how it has been impacting you, if it's been impacting you. And I'm someone who really appreciates feedback. So if there's something you'd like implemented, or you want us to do differently, or maybe a topic you'd like to hear more of, simply either you can shoot myself a DM, that's at the account partner on Instagram, or you can send me an email at tiara@theaccountabilitypartner.co. And so that's going to be T-I-E-R-R-A at theaccountabilitypartner.co. So whichever works for you, please do it. I love to hear how we can be better, how we're impacting you. And so that this podcast can continue to grow and develop, and we can, you know, reach our fullest potential. So yes, again, subscribe, do all of the things, whatever you need to do to make sure that you are committed to this podcast and are not missing out on updates. And I think that's everything I got on my list. All right, peace out.